Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Gun violence, the leading cause of death for children and teenagers. So be thinking about your younger brothers and sisters and what they face in these classrooms in El Paso right now.
Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke is energizing college students against gun violence. From El Paso to Dallas, O'Rourke is criticizing Texas Governor Greg Abbott's failure to prevent more school shootings, such as the one in Uvalde. O'Rourke is also encouraging young voters to rally their families for early voting, which ends tomorrow in Texas. Early voters have already cast more than 32 million ballots nationwide.
I've always believed your generation, the 18 to 30-year generation, represents the best educated, most talented, least prejudiced, most generous generation in American history. And I really mean that. It is. That's why I'm so optimistic about the future.
In New Mexico, President Joe Biden promoted Democrats' efforts to cancel student debt for millions of Americans. Nearly 26 million people have already applied at studentaid.gov, but the relief plan has been hampered by lawsuits filed by Republican governors of several states hoping to end debt relief before it begins. In New York, where the race for governor is closer than Democrats ever expected, Hillary Clinton stumped for Governor Kathy Hochul.
She gets the fact that upstate New York really began the Industrial Revolution in America, fell on some hard times, and we have a chance to bring it back if we have Kathy Hochul as the governor working to do.
Clinton was joined by Vice President Kamala Harris at the event, meant to energize women voters to turn out for New York's first female governor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer predicts Democrats will keep control of the Senate and possibly gain seats in the midterm elections. Recent polls have shown several key Senate races to be too close to call, including in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was released from the hospital after surviving a brutal home invasion. Republicans continue to tie the attack to crime across the country. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene told a rally for former President Donald Trump in Iowa that Democrats care more about the border and Ukraine than they do about the U.S. southern border.
Paul Pelosi was brutally attacked by a drugged-out illegal alien that should have been deported, and Paul Pelosi should have been a gun owner and shot his attacker.
Finally, the White House says U.S. embassy officials in Russia met with imprisoned WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was sentenced to 9.5 years in prison for bringing less than a gram of illegal cannabis oil into the country in February. A Russian court rejected Griner's appeal of her sentence last week. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.